This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting, I believe, is September 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Plant Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net properly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I have a correction. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's meeting will be on September 20th. October 20th, my goodness. Okay, I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile who would like to join us. Join our net this evening. Please call now. I am listening now for any stations on Echolink who would like to join us. Are there any Echolink stations who would like to check in? I will pause for 15 seconds.
Checking in via Echolink from Southside Oneonta, and Kathy, it appears that I'm the only one in the queue tonight on Echolink.
Oh, okay, Kevin. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. Well, we have a rainy night in Remsen. What's going on in the south side of your town today?
All right, yeah, good evening, Kathy, and to the multitudes that are listening to the Friday night edition of the Boonville Net. And, yeah, Kevin James here, KD2FM, over here on the south side of Oneonta. I got 52 degrees. Rain has subsided. We have, I'm going to say about 8/10 of an inch of rain on the north end of Oneonta today that was measured. And I did some venturing around. Earlier today, I was up in the Capital District in the Albany area, and I was able to check in on the NOBARC, the Northern Amateur Berkshire Amateur Radio Club, that is, that's on Mount Greylock, and I checked in on their 10 a.m. net, which was really kind of cool. All right, I won't tie the repeater down. I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Very good, Kevin. Well, that's neat. It's always good to check into a repeater or a net that you're not accustomed to and meet some new people and all of that jazz, so that's very good. Good. Well, we had a good downpour a couple times today. I didn't look at our rain gauge to see what we had, but we have much needed rain. So this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
At 2PFM, good evening, Kathy, the Chuckle Lady.
Good evening.
KC2WI.
WA2U.
This is
NA2A. Good evening, Kathy.
Very good. Net recognizes George, Jeff, Pete, John, and Pete this evening. Any other stations who would like to join us, please call now. Georgia, right at the top of the list, we have 48.5 degrees here. So, how are things with you?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everyone on that. As usual, you are colder than I am here. We got 53 degrees here on the mountainside. Temperature range here was 50 to 58. And I did have some of that slapwood burning in the wood stove this morning, that's for sure. Well, we had a kind of a busy day in here today. Yeah, we had fella came in and finally got the water filter in that is upstairs here now in the house instead of having to crawl under the house there in the winter. I also put a Romex wire through for me to put the receptacles on so I can control control the heat tape in the winter, plug it in and out, and that too, so it works out. I finished insulation clothes off and everything of really under these piping and everything, so everything's all there in order and set to go. Got rid of the ceiling fan in the living room that had the lights on it that I couldn't, had dimmers inside somewhere. I couldn't use you can't use fluorescent or LED. I got all LED bulbs now. So put in a regular old pull chain things, except without the pull chain on it. And put the bulb in there, and it works out beautiful. So I'm very happy with how things have gone. All I got to get in is three more cord of wood. I'll be starting, I think, Monday or so. I should be getting that. And then I'm all set for the winter, except for one thing. Just have to wait to get the first frost there and do the last mowing. Put the rider mower in the big shed, take out the big snow blower and the small snow blower for the roof, and that's it. Everything else is, that'll be all set there for all day and winter. But that will say God bless in 73s and 2 PFM clear.
Well, George, you're ahead of all of us, I am sure, in all your wintertime chores. We've had 2 freezes so far, and we haven't really done a whole lot yet, so kudos to you. And it just occurred to me that Pete Chapman is probably mobile. Pete, is that so? And if so, being portable, would you like to jump in?
In 8th grade now, I'm on the base station in the motorhome. I'll take my turn.
Okay, as long as you don't mind being the end of the queue. All right, next up we have Jeff is up next, and I bet you're at camp.
Oh, roger that. We are at camp, but we have 49 degrees here, and it's been raining a little bit on and off. We didn't have any big rains here today. I was out hunting a good portion of pretty much the entire day. Got up this morning and did some bear hunting until about 11:30. Took a little break for lunch, and it was midday, so I didn't want to hunt too much, but I went out for a little grouse hunting. Came back, and as usual, midday is just horrible for hunting grouse. I don't know why. At least here it is, anyway. And took a little nap and got back up here, 2:30 or so, went back out and hiked another 5 miles and didn't see one grouse. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's wrong. We saw one grouse and the whole way. But we did find a bunch of mushrooms that are edible. And we got a big thing here of mushroom stuffing for tonight for dinner after the net. And that's about it. So the rain's coming down pretty good right now, finally. And we need it. I don't care if my whole weekend gets ruined. And I'd rather have rain than a hunting weekend right now, because we really need all the little creek beds and everything you're used to seeing up here that are always at least have some kind of water going through them are all bone dry. We could really use some rain up here, so I'm not going to harp on Mother Nature if we get some rain. So, KD2AIT, back to net control. Oh, one other thing, I'd like to thank WATU. We were able to check into the CNY net tonight, and it took a little while before I could get this this ICOM program to use that station or use that frequency. For some reason, it did not want to go into duplex mode for whatever reason on that frequency. Every other frequency was fine, but for some reason on that frequency it didn't want to do it, but after pushing some random buttons it finally came in. So KD2AIT, back to the control.
Okay, Jeff, well, I could picture you at camp getting warm by the wood stove, and we walked into camp. We're pretty sandy, the soil up here, and just before the path to the camp in the sand on the side of the road was a bear print, paw print, about the size of a salad plate. So we know they're there. Okay, very good. Up next, we have Pete Noel. How are things with you?
KC2WI, well, not too bad. Seems like the day went by without really getting much on the list done, even though I was working at it. Went into town and I took something that needed to go to UPS, some parts that needed to go back from an RMA, and tried to chase down a customer who owes me some money and has for quite a while. I'm starting to get a little worried about that. And worked on a couple computers and did some reading about various techie things, and but really not too much seemed to really get accomplished here. And I'm winding down now. Tomorrow I guess I'm kind of going to dedicate to at least part of the day to the simulated emergency test, and then probably head up and visit the folks. My father's birthday is Monday. I'm going to try and get his Windows 10 computer. It's not a brand new one, but get that set up for him. And not sure. I'm looking at the forecast now, and it looks pretty crummy tomorrow and not too great the beginning of the week, but of course towards the middle end of the week it looks pretty nice, so I might just not get too much done then either, because I might just go back up there on a nice day or two. This time of the year there's not too many of them, but I think it was saying almost like 70 sunny and maybe 70 degrees, which is pretty good for this time of the year. Of course, a little warmer here than in the mountains. It's 54 here. The high was 59. Okay, well, Lake Pleasant says, looks like Wednesday, Thursday are going to be pretty nice days. Tuesday won't be bad, but cloudy. But Wednesday, Thursday, right now, look like clear days. Pretty cold at night, but, you know, afternoon should be pretty, really nice. 54, 59 for the high. I think the low last night was, you know, 54, so it wasn't very cold. And so it didn't change very much either way. Didn't get much rain here. A little bit of drizzle off and on. Just enough to get the road sort of wet, but not completely. Boy, I've got a pop-up. It says, "Dear Time Warner user, congratulations. You've been selected to participate in an anonymous survey about your experiences." Somehow I don't believe this. I've had it a couple times. It might be that they have, they're injecting this in there, but I don't know. I really don't think so. I'll have to check it out. Anyway, that's about it here. And we'll maybe, I'm not sure we'll be on tonight, tomorrow night or not. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Thank you very much. Boy, if we got a pop-up from Time Warner on our computer, we could give them an earful. Since we're not customers and never can be, so. Alrighty, up next is WA2U. Okay, WA2U. Seems they must have some inversion going on. Look for your pop on the repeater here. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening, and maybe there's some people that are going to join us. So, had a good day. Got some more CDs copied and labeled, things of that nature. And let's see what else is going on. Kind of rainy here. They used to say this was really good hunting weather because if the leaves had fallen, it'd make things a little bit quieter in the woods. And in no particular order, I think there's a ham fest tomorrow. Good to hear Pete joining us, NA2A, up in Fishkill. Mount Beacon repeater is the talking frequency, 146.97, 146.97, or we should say 3797, PLO 100 hertz. So that's tomorrow, for October 1st, I believe. That's going on. Jeff, about the entering a frequency, I ran into a situation one time similar to that. Let me reset. And that what I had happened, I kept punching the right numbers in or dialing up, but the radio wouldn't go to that frequency, and I found out I had the wrong tuning increment. You know, you can do, I know on these radios you can do 5, now you can do 6.25 and 10, 15, 12 and a half, whatever. You can do all these different. So until I got it back to 5, I couldn't get the numbers to round off correctly. So it was kind of frustrating at first. But we ended up getting that solved. And glad you were able to check into the net. There's very few repeaters that don't need a PL tone. Pete, it looks like you're going to have to do the United Radio approach. I know what they used to do whenever they had a piece of equipment came in, and we've dropped off pieces of equipment over there. You'd have to put, I don't know, depending on what it was $50 or $100 down, and that was applied, you know, because people would go in and they'd say, well, this power transistor's gone, and then somebody said, well, I'll just fix it, and they got a free estimate, they'd leave, and then they wouldn't come back, and they'd get the part or whatever. So the way they worked it out is they would do an estimate, and then that would be applied to the repair of the equipment. So now a lot of businesses are going that way. You, you know, put your money where your mouth is, so you're not even chasing people down. That's time. That takes time, too. So anyway. Very good, John. All right. I heard that popping noise, too. I thought it was my knees, but glad to hear it's a repeater. But up next, NA2A. John let the cat out of the bag. Yes, we have some fudge for you.
Okay, good. I'll be up. Just update you on travel plans. I got word from my friend out in Kansas City, that W2VO, that he is going to be able to drive my car down to Salt Springs after the Deer Fest in New Hampshire on the 14th and 15th of October, which brings it to the 16th or 17th, and he'll be on his way south with his wife to go down and deliver my car, and then go spend some time with his sister and her husband over in DeLand, Florida, and I'll have me, the motorhome, the dog, the car, and the car, all kinds of toys, and I will be leaving the premises a week from Monday, I think it's the 10th, and that'll be my 4-day trip south to Salt Springs, but I will give you a holler when I'm heading your way. I've got a busy day tomorrow and Sunday, and Monday too, I think. I gotta remember Monday. Anyway, that's the update, and appreciate the brown stuff there that's coming my way. Good to hear you guys. Anyway, back to net.
Okay, Pete, we're glad to hear you in too, and give Max a pat for us, and maybe a little treat too. That's good. This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins for us before we say au revoir? That's my terrible French. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Would like anyone like to join us this evening?
WA2 with possible info, or thought, whatever.
Go ahead, WA to you.
Okay, and by the way, Pete, we built the deck on the camp. That happened last Saturday. I'm not going to work on it tomorrow. I don't mind working on it, but I think it's a little bit soggy. I won't get to use the new equipment that I got to do that. But there'll be other days. There's going to be some sunny days next week. Since where we live, there's, I know Jeff kind of reminded me, but there's a lot of hunting and different things and going on, but even not even thinking about that, this is a year for those that are interested in getting involved with target practice or gun safety. There's a lot of classes that start up at this time of the year, and some of which fill up really fast. So there's different places around the area, Pro Shop, Gander Mountain, and some of those places, even in Remsen. So anyone has an interest, this is the time of the year to make that move or whatever. It's just wanted to bring that to people's attention. There's a lot of different gun safety courses for youngsters and bolsters and whoever else. WATU, back to that.
Very good, John. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? I don't have any news divulge. The only thing happening in our area is tomorrow is dump day for the town of Russia. If you have any junk, you can drop it off at the town barn. So that's all I got. But any other comments or late check-ins, please call out.
Would like to say that the mushrooms are growing right now very well in the woods. So we're having some tonight. We're having some of the lion's mane, which is, well, more of a fungus than a mushroom. But anyway, as far as hunting season goes, they're not all animals. So you can get out there and get some of them right now, as long as you know what you're doing. Kitty 3AIT, back to control.
Boy, am I envious of you, Jeff. We love mushrooms, but I'd be afraid to pick any around here. I don't know them well enough to... I know puffballs, but we don't have any, but yeah, we have a friend who's going to start growing shiitake mushrooms on a log, so hopefully he's going to have a lot of competition with the animals. okay. Any other comments or late check-ins? All right, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net. But before that, I will give a Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. I have an idea. Let's stop sending money to other countries. and let them hate us for free. I will now close the Black River Valley service net, and I would like to thank Kevin, George, Jeff, Pete Newell, John, and Pete Chapman for joining us, and all you scanner listeners out there, and any other listeners, maybe sometime you'll join us. And I will return the repeater to regular amateur use. Everybody stay warm and dry do this weekend. Thanks everyone for checking in. This is KC2YXN Clear.
KC2KYM, are you still on?
Better news. Good evening, this is KD2DXF, Radio United County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'm going to call up on the KC2NB repeater tonight. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please. This is Oxon. This is Oxon. Final call. Nothing hurt. KD2DXF returning to net control. 73. Thank you.
meter does work. If you're trying to make a call, ask someone to help. If you don't have audio, maybe someone can help you make the call. N5AOW.
Like you to just have to aggravate the situation.